The Columbia Workshop presents Night Patrol.
Tonight, the Columbia Workshop attempts an experiment in realism, an effort to recreate in sound alone the mood and action which transpires during a single half hour of a policeman's night patrol. In achieving this end, we shall utilize no music. Instead, the rhythmical sound pattern of footsteps, those footsteps which echo so clearly from the sidewalks late at night, will underlie the entire sequence of events and will, we hope, convey the changing tempo of the action. This evening's presentation was written by Stuart Hawkins, who is also the guest director of the program.
The scene is a street corner in the tenement section of East Side, New York, the upper end of one of those dead-end streets which lead to the East River. It is 1 o'clock of an early spring night. Most of the stores have been closed for an hour or more. Only a drugstore on the corner is still open, splashing the night with the bright glare of its window lights. Down the side street, looking toward the river, the twin rows of tenements show a few scattered lights. Beyond them, at the end of the street, the gray bulk of a warehouse rises square and massive, all but shutting off a glimpse of the black strip that is the East River. The neighborhood, which has been noisy with life from dawn to midnight, is quiet now.
Quiet tonight. Well, there's that to be thankful for, anyhow. I wonder, can I phone in again so quick? Evening to you, Miss Kate.
Hello, Mr. Policeman O'Hare.
You're out late tonight.
And what if I am?
You're too pretty to be alone at this time.
Well, I'm getting home as fast as I can.
And I'll just stand here and see that you get there safe. It is a bad block sometimes.
You needn't bother. I was born in this block.
Still and all, I will. Rafferty's still on duty. I could call again, all right. He goes off at 1. Ah, there she goes up the steps. Maybe Rafferty's still on at that. I'll try.
Kligman, 13th Precinct.
Oh, Kligman. O'Hare, Shield 951, reporting in from Box 241. All quiet.
Well, what are you calling now for, then?
I'm giving you a bit of extra service.
I got enough to do without getting extra service from you flatfoot.
Well, listen. Tell me, has there been any calls for me from my home?
From your home? Say, what do you think I am, a public service or something?
Oh, I just thought maybe
there
might...
There's been no messages. Now go on, get back to your beat.
All right. Some of those guys in the desk jobs, and they think they're as big as a third deputy commissioner. Oh, well...
Good evening, O'Hare.
Oh, evening, Mr. White. You getting ready to call it tonight?
Yes, just taking a look to see if there's anyone rushing to buy a bottle of cough syrup or a stomach pill before I turn out the light.
There's not a stomach ache or a cough in sight in any direction.
No. Well, might as well lock up.
It should do you no harm to wash your windows, neither. Take it easy on the turn, buddy. Now, who in this block would be calling a cab to come from? Or doesn't the fool know it is a dead-end street? It's surprising how much darker it is when your lights go out, Mr. White.
Eh? Oh, yes. They're bright. They should be. Lord knows they eat up enough current. It is a good evening, isn't it?
All it lacks is a moon. Well, how's the drugstore business these days?
Not too good, but not bad. Tonight, until just after 12, we were quite busy.
But this last hour, dead.
I wonder you stay open so late.
Yeah, so does my wife. But you can't tell. Sometimes the folks need things after midnight. There's so many children around here, and they always seem to wait until nighttime to get sick.
They do indeed. There's one of mine now. I thought he'd do that.
Eh? What?
That cab. He came spinning into the block like he was driving a fire truck. Now he finds it's a dead end and must turn around and come out.
Yeah.
They're a stupid lot. And if they weren't, they wouldn't be hacking.
Hey!
What?
If you'd slow down 2 seconds to read the sign on the lamppost, you'd have saved yourself 2 minutes of backing a turner down there.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Okay, Sergeant.
Yeah, they do that often. I suppose they think all the blocks are cut through the way Beekman Place is.
Ah, they don't think anything. Oh, but I was saying, my kid.
Huh?
Tell me, what do you know about diphtheria, Mr. White?
Diphtheria? My gracious, I hope your child
has... That's the devil of it. I don't know. He's been acting funny all afternoon, and just before I left the house, he woke up screaming and coughing and his little head so hot.
How old is he?
Just over 3. Old enough to feel awful sick, but too young to tell you where. The wife's scared to death of diphtheria.
You called a doctor, didn't you?
Oh, sure. Only he hadn't come when I had to leave. And, well, a man can't help wondering.
Of course. Listen, I'll unlock this store again, and you can telephone. Surely the doctor is there by now.
No, that's the trouble.
Huh?
The kid had dropped off to sleep again when I left, and the phone bell's in the hall outside his door. I told Molly I'd not call for fear of waking him.
Oh,
she said she'd call the precinct and leave word what the doctor said, but it's been 2 hours now. Look at that fool go.
A deserted avenue is a great temptation to them, I suppose.
Yeah, it tempts him into the hospital in time.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mrs. White will be wondering where I am. I'm sorry about your boy, O'Hare.
Oh, it is probably nothing serious. Only he looked so hot and little lying there, and the wife being scared of diphtheria, you know.
Yes, I know. But let's hope that no news is good news. Those old sayings have a way of being true somehow. Good night.
Yeah, I keep telling myself worrying will do no good. Good night. The squad car. What's up now?
Hey, you.
Yes, Sergeant.
Seen a taxi drop anybody off in a hurry? There's been a shooting at a cigar store at 3rd and 44th. The guy got away in a cab.
No taxi dropped anybody off, but one went whizzing on up the avenue maybe 2 minutes ago. Maybe not so long.
Well, that might be it. One of the guys in the store said he thought he recognized the mug who did the shooting is living over here.
Nope. There was a cab turned down this block, but there wasn't anybody in it. The dwarf just went down the block, turned around when he found it was a dead end, and come out again.
Come on, Mike. We'll run up the avenue away just in case. And we'll send out a general call for the cab driver.
Yeah, I guess that's all we can do. Keep your eyes open.
A bad shooting?
Clerk will probably die. Got it in the chest. Oh.
He did a bit of shooting on his own account, though. They think he plugged the mug at least once.
Ah, good for him. Well, I'll be looking out.
Okay, let's go, Jim.
By now, that cab is up at 86th Street. But the boys will have a nice time driving fast anyway. What for does a guy want to shoot up a cigar store for? If there's $40 in the till, he's lucky. And $40 is awful small dough to sit in the chair for. I might as well go down the block now as later. It is quiet, but it'll help kill time till I can phone again.
Could take a little one off in a scant minute, quicker than you could do anything for it.
The doctor's been there long since. He'll have found out what it is.
The boy looks so small in the bed, so awfully small and weak.
Hello, there's someone sitting on the steps 3 houses down.
The doctor's probably found it's nothing serious. He's probably gone home by now.
She said it comes on awfully fast. It grows over their little throats and kills them somehow.
Hello, it's a coolish night to be sitting out.
Is it? I ain't felt it yet.
Ah, them stone steps can give you rheumatism. Anything wrong inside?
In the house? No. It's outside what's wrong. Oh, my Sammy ain't home yet.
Your Sammy?
You know him? Sammy Klipstein, the boy that is being made into a prize fighter now, huh?
No.
And his father said he should. For months it was no, 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 a positive no. For boxing in the gymnasium, all right. But for fighting in the ring, no. Until last week came by us a man from the fight club and says Sammy should lick anybody in town. And the father says yes, all right.
You don't say.
So tonight was the fight. And now no Sammy.
Where was he fighting?
The St. Nicholas. Mama, he says, by 12 o'clock I'll be home a victor. And now is Esther Pest one.
Well, now, I wouldn't worry. His father's with him, ain't he?
Certainly. Would he let Sammy fight the first fight without he shouldn't be there? Such a man shouldn't be our father.
More likely they stayed to talk things over with the club matchmaker. Especially if the boy won his fight.
That's what I'm telling me. But I can't convince me. So I was.
Well, if I was you, I'd go inside and make some tea or something and wait comfortable.
No. Here I can see them when they turn the corner.
Well, there ain't any law against it if you want to. Only you'll catch a cold or something.
A cold? Then my heart's so hot with worry, huh?
Okay. Out again, Kate?
I should think you'd be gone by now. Oh. Is the drugstore closed?
5 minutes ago. Why, what's the matter?
It's my father.
Huh?
He's feeling bad, and he wants some medicine.
Well, the one at 55th is the nearest.
Yes, I know that without being told.
She's an independent one.
Mm-hmm. Father's sick. Yeah, it's her brother. And drunk. You should have seen the way he sprawled out from the taxi. Oh, his neck he should have broken.
Her brother? What taxi?
What taxi? The one that came down the block just now. Did he wait till it stopped, maybe? Oh, no. Gives out, open the door, hops out, and twisting and bending over like an acrobat into the house. Such a drunker I didn't know could be.
You don't say. Well, I'll be walking on.
If you see Sammy, please, Mr. Officer, send him home, yes?
Sure. Oh, there was someone in the cab.
Seen a taxi drop anybody off in a hurry? There's been a shooting. A guy got away in a cab.
You were worrying about the kid. You didn't watch the cab.
Kate's brother wouldn't be doing a shooting. He's wild, maybe, but not that wild. One of the guys recognized the mug as living over here.
Kate acted awful funny.
I guess I'll meet Kate at the corner and have a word or two with her.
There must be a message at the precinct house by now.
The kid may be dying. Talk with Kate. You'll know if she's lying. The boy looks so small in the bed, he may not be getting up again, ever.
You could call and see if there's any word. Pretend you need help to search Kate's flat.
You need no help.
The boy was laughing yesterday. Remember, he may not laugh again, ever.
Oh, it couldn't be Kate's brother. Why, it is silly.
I knew it was right before it landed. It was open as wide as a door.
2 minutes and 14 seconds of the second round. Bubbly
thunder. Hey, you fellas.
Yeah, what is it, Copper?
Is one of you Sammy Klipstein?
He's one of us Sammy Klipstein.
Yeah, I'm Sammy.
Sure, here's Sammy.
Sammy Betteling Klipstein, Mr. Officer. From the second round of Maxwell Butchikov.
Sweet as sugar, he did it.
My boy, he is my son. I'm his father.
Congratulations. I just wanted to tell you your mother's sitting on the steps down the street there waiting for you.
Becky sitting out?
You're Becky!
Shut up there, will you? People want to sleep.
Excuse me, I forgot.
Well, look, Sammy, you ain't told me yet. Will you fight Martin next Monday?
Sure, boy, he will. Sammy will fight anybody, wouldn't you, Sammy?
Yeah, I'd rather it was Rosen instead of Martin.
Martin's not too tough for you.
Sammy's right. Rosen next, after Rosen, maybe Martin. But not before. Well, come on, Bettler. Mama's ready. Wait till she hears what you did to Klaus. Will she scream from happiness?
Hey, wait a minute. We got to settle this tonight. I got to call Mo in the morning and tell him you will or you won't.
I'll fight Rosen any time, Benny.
You can take Martin. He's a duck soup for your style.
Listen, Benny, if Sammy says Rosen, then Rosen has got to be, not Martin.
Listen, you don't have to be shouting like that now. Talk quiet.
Okay. Come over here by the lamppost. We'll talk it over.
Rosen ain't sweet for 2 weeks, as I talk about. What are you doing right now?
Sammy battling Klipstein, eh? Well.
We're telling Molly just the other day, maybe your kid will grow up to be a fighter.
He's got the shoulders for it. Broad little shoulders. He's strong, too. Awful strong for a little fellow.
If he lives to grow up.
Kid's not in sight. There's time to call the precinct house and see if there's word. They can ball me out and be damned to them.
Fleegman, 13th desk.
Hello, this is O'Hare, Shield 951.
What's up?
Has my wife telephoned any message for me about my kids?
Huh? Oh, yeah, about 10 minutes ago.
Well, what did she say?
Wait a minute.
Oh, for the love of heaven, man. The love of heaven, man.
There it is.
Yeah?
The boy's got a high fever. Doctor's there, and he's giving him something. She says you're not to worry. The doc's planning to stay right there. She'll call again just before 2 o'clock.
Yeah, but what did the doc say?
Nothing. She says they ain't sure yet what it is. That's why he's staying.
But...
Now, listen, O'Hare. There's official orders for you. There's been a holdup and a shooting at a cigar store on 44th and 3rd Avenue. The man was wounded but got away. Keep your eyes open for him.
Yeah, I know. The squad car stopped by here and told me.
Okay. See that you keep a lookout and don't go wool gathering about that kid of yours. That's all.
I'll gather no wool.
Oh, well. Doctor's staying right there, eh? That sounds like he's worried.
The boy's got a high fever.
They're not sure yet what it is.
The doctor wouldn't stay if it weren't bad.
The poor little mite, so small and fretting so.
So little and weak and small.
Oh, there's Kate coming now. You made good time, Miss Kate.
I ran partway.
I'm sorry to hear your father's ailing. What is it?
His head split, he said.
Oh. What did you get for it?
Aspirin.
Yeah, that's a big package of aspirin.
Well, I got other things, too.
Sure, and I'm sorry the old fellow feels bad.
So you've said.
He's a good man. Yes, many's the time we've talked over the world and its queerness before he went in for the night. I hope this is nothing serious.
Well, I'm sure it's not. He'll be all right by morning.
Maybe you should have a doctor.
There is no need of that. And there is no need for you to escort me to the house this way, neither.
Oh, it is a pleasure, Miss Kate.
Mr. Officer, is that my Sammy by the corner house?
It is. His father's with him. They're talking business, Mrs. Klipstein. And Sammy won his fight.
He won the fight? He did?
Didn't I tell him he should? I said if you must fight Sammy, then we are good.
And I hope he'll always mind you as good as he did tonight.
Thank you. Well, here I am. Thank you for walking with me.
Now, maybe I'd better come up with you. The old man might...
Oh, no. There's nothing you could do. Thanks.
Still, I think I'll look in on him. It might cheer him up.
But I...
Oh, sure, he'd be glad to see me.
I thought you weren't supposed to leave your beat.
Well, for your father, I'll wink at the rules this once. Lead away.
I wish you wouldn't.
There wouldn't be anything up there you wouldn't be wanting me to see, would there?
Of course not. Come on, then. I suppose you can't walk quietly with those big feet of yours. The stairs make an awful noise.
I'll tiptoe like a child if necessary. You're not so quiet yourself.
This way, Mr. Policeman O'Hare. I'm sure Father will be glad to see you. Here we are, Father. The policeman has come to make sure you've nothing worse than a headache. Come right in, Mr. O'Hare.
Nice place. And where's your father?
I left him in the kitchen. Father! That's funny. He's not here.
You don't say so. What's that?
What?
How many rooms open into the outside hall?
What? What are you driving at?
Shut up, listen. Somebody went out another door when I came in. By the good...
I'm sure I don't know what...
I do. Tis your brother. Well, I'll get him.
You're not. You're not neighbor. He's done nothing.
Then why did he run from me? Which way did he go, Mrs. Klipstein? Did you see him?
That way, to the river. He started this way, but he saw my semi and Papa, and then the other way. Something's wrong, maybe?
Thanks, never you mind.
Oh, there it goes now, by the warehouse corner.
So he does. The fool. There's no way out from there. He's trapping himself. Around this corner. Easy now. Nothing. Must be down at the end. The alley. I'd forgotten that. But it's only a pocket between the new and the old buildings. There's no way out. It is black as pitch in there. Tommy! Tommy Gilligan! You'd better come out. I hear you, Tommy Gilligan. You'd better come out peaceable. Tommy Gilligan, I'll give you till I count 10 to come out. Then I'm coming in after you. 1, 2.
He'll have a gun nowhere. He shot the store clerk.
3.
There's light behind you. You'll be a perfect target when you start in.
4.
He's wounded. If he's badly hurt, he won't care what he does.
5.
He ain't coming out. He's calling your bluff, O'Hare.
6.
You said you were going in. There's no backing down on it.
7.
This was the way Moriarty got bumped off last year. Going into a dark alley after a killer.
8.
Darkness ahead of you, light behind you. He can't miss.
9.
Now's the time, but he ain't coming out. He ain't coming out.
10. The shadow's darkest along the other side of the alley. If I can get over against that wall, he can't see me so well. Here goes. I'm in, Tommy Gilligan. It came from the far corner. He's in that corner.
The boy was so hot and feverish when you left, he didn't say goodbye.
He's such a little baby. Little babies can't fight sickness.
Molly says they snuff out in a minute sometimes.
The doctor's there.
Well, good are doctors sometimes.
I'm coming, Tommy Gilligan.
Never to see the little fella again. The way his eyes laugh when he sees you.
He may be dying now, doctor or no doctor.
I'm coming, Tommy Gilligan. What in the... Gilligan! What is... Man, look up here. Tommy! Blood. He was wounded. Bad. He's done for. No pulse at all. Ah, the poor young fool. Why do they do it?
He didn't find him. He got away.
I found him.
You didn't? But where?
Easy now, Kate. He's at the end of the alley there.
How is he? Why have you left him?
He'll do no more running, Kate.
You killed him! I know you killed him!
No, Kate. He killed himself. Trying to run away with a wound like that.
Oh.
He was dead when I found him.
But Tommy. Oh, my little Tommy. Oh, in heaven.
Daddy.
But why?
Daddy, now.
I know. I'll be all right. Can I go to him?
If you wish.
Just so he won't be alone.
You'll not touch him, please. I'll have the ambulance here in no time.
It was the first time. Poor Tommy. He couldn't even do a good job of being fed.
Signs have gone inside. That's one blessing.
Leakman, 13th desk.
Hello. Oh, hail, Colin Shield, 951.
Yeah?
Listen, send up the ambulance and the coroner. I think I found the guy who did the cigar store shooting. He's dead.
Yeah? Where?
In an alley at 50th and the river. I'll be waiting to show the boys the spot.
Okay, they'll be on their way in a hurry. And, O'Hare.
Huh?
Your wife called.
My wife? Well, what did she say?
There's nothing to worry about. The kid's got the measles.
Measles? Measles? Nothing but the measles. The saints be praised.
Good evening, officer.
Good evening, dear.
Pretty quiet tonight, isn't it?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yeah, sure. Sort of quiet.
I often think you patrolmen must get bored to death hanging around these long early morning hours. Must be awfully boring.
I don't know. I don't notice it.
Well, it's all in getting used to it, I suppose. Well, good night.
Good night.
Measles. So the little fella's got the measles. He'll probably look like a polka dot dress tomorrow. Well, I better get down to the end of the street.
Just heard Night Patrol, Columbia Workshop experiment in the use of rhythmical footstep patterns to create an accurate picture for the listener of the action of Policeman O'Hare. We would like you, the audience, to let us know to what extent our experiment was successful and would appreciate your comments, criticisms, and suggestions. Address them to the Columbia Workshop, care of the Columbia Network, New York City. Night Patrol is an original radio play written by Stuart Hawkins, who is also the guest director of the program. The Columbia Workshop wishes to thank the hundreds of listeners who are actively participating in our experiments by sending us their criticisms, comments, and suggestions. Time does not permit us to answer them all, and we wish to use this means to thank everyone who has written us. Tune in next week at the same time for the Columbia Workshop's production of Benjamin Sweet Returns, another adventure of the ghost of Benjamin Sweet, who introduced himself to the workshop audience 2 months ago. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.